Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is seeking Medicare and Medicaid coverage of popular but expensive weight loss drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy. The move would treat obesity as a disease treatable by drugs, but could cost taxpayers as much as $35 billion over the next decade. Holiday travel gets into full swing today. ABC's Gio Benitez at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
A warning about staffing shortages in air traffic control. Travelers already experiencing delays.
I've been here all day. It's been quite frustrating.
The FAA saying it may have to slow air traffic in the Northeast because of that shortage of air traffic controllers. This as more than 50,000 flights take to the air today, the most this Thanksgiving travel period. The crush of travelers packing airports from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson to Chicago's O'Hare.
President-elect Donald Trump writing on social media overnight, he plans to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada on day one, 35% for goods from China. This is ABC News. The sentence, 25 years for the white Florida woman who shot and killed a black neighbor, a mom of four, in a fight over children playing.
Susan Lawrence was convicted of first-degree manslaughter in the death of Ajika Owens, a mother of four who was shot in front of one of her kids. Prosecutors said the ongoing dispute stemmed from Owens' children playing outside when Lawrence allegedly called them racial slurs. Owens responded by knocking on Lawrence's door, then came the gunfire. Her lawyers argued Lawrence, who denied calling the children slurs, opened fire through the locked door because she felt threatened.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. A bankruptcy judge putting The Onion's purchase of InfoWars on hold. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, founder of the site, says a bankruptcy auction won by the satire site was tainted by fraud and collusion. Jones was forced to sell off his platform to pay the nearly $1.5 billion that he owes for defaming the families of Sandy Hook children who were shot and killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Cabin Creations in Phillips, there's a pre-Thanksgiving pop-up bakery. They invite you to get ready for Thanksgiving with fresh baked breads, babkas, cinnamon rolls, and some extra special treats. Limited quantities will be available, so pre-ordering is highly encouraged to secure your favorites. Otherwise, pop in early to grab some deliciousness before it's gone. Once again, that's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cabin Creations in Phillips. The Wisconsin rifle season is officially in full swing. Brittany Merlot has some tips for tree stand safety.
Prioritize safety, particularly when using tree stands. Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doering, a physician assistant at Aspirus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Unfortunately, some of those occur within our community. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
A smaller tree, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Bartholer Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jean Marie Klimowski, age 74, of Phillips, died on November 18th at the family farm. Jean is survived by her children, Laura McKay, Dana McCullough, and John Klimowski. Survived further by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her siblings, Judy Underwood, Lois Esplund, by Larry Hsu, by Nancy Brown, and by Thomas Shoes, further survived by her in-laws. A memorial mass to be held on Saturday, December 7th at 11 a.m. at St. Therese of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips. Visitation starts at 9 a.m. and continues until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Marie Klimowski, age 74, of Phillips. Evelyn June Kerfoot, age 76, of Glidden, died on Tuesday, November 21st, at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. She is survived by her five children, Ron Kerfoot Jr. of Glidden, by Wayne Kerfoot of Park Falls, by Rena Prochnow of Glidden, by Janine Schulke of Butternut, and by Keith Kerfoot of Glidden, further survived by 15 grandchildren, by 12 great-grandchildren, and by her great-great-granddaughter. Also survived by her siblings, Betty Whitling, Sally Jean Pickett, by Helen Tank, by Miles Tesh, and by Howard Tesh. And is also survived by her special friend, Greg Hansen, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Tuesday, November 26th at 11 a.m. Reverend Brock Brandenburg will officiate. Visitation held at the funeral home on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Evelyn June Kerfoot, 76, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers prepare for Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins, kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of their win over the 49ers Sunday night.
I'm sure Miami's going to look at that tape, so you better know what you did and the areas where you may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked if safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team in tackling.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation that, you know, as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a grueling season. The Big Ten is not the easiest road in the world.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple of the local sports notes on the Shawamigan sports schedule tonight. The girls basketball team will be playing host to Phillips. That'll be a 6:30 start time. So Phillips at Shawamigan girls hoops, 6:30, varsity only tonight. You can hear that game on Trail Mix 103.1 FM. The boys team will travel down to the Dome in Spencer for a 5:45 start for the JV and a 7:15 varsity start time tonight. Sports brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715- 563-1243.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
98 Q Country.
And we all have terrible pictures. Every one of us has a terrible picture. You know where it is? It's on social media. And you know what the problem is? It's not your picture. It's someone else's. But no one cares what you look like in their picture as long as they look beautiful. There could be a murder happening in the background of someone's profile picture. And they'd be like, look how hot I am. This. Oh my God, is that guy getting stabbed to death right now behind you? I mean, yeah. But look at how the police lights bring out my jawline all nice. And the helicopter airlifting the victim is blowing my hair back like a Beyonce music video. Listen, I tagged 911 in the picture, okay? Hashtag hurry. I put that in there.
It's Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. You only need suffer two more soul-sucking days at that blighted curse of a job, and only one day if you plan on slacking off tomorrow by carrying around a random piece of paper like it's something important, only you're using it as an excuse to visit coworkers and gossip. So take heart, American worker, and I use that term loosely. There's only two more days until the glory that is the four-day weekend.
98 Q Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
No secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. cause a boat's in the bay and it's calling my name, so I'm headed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. When I turned the ignition, I knew I'd been missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened, too busy taking all the blame. Not a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for what ifs and whys and how to let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about you. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. I slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, step on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in love, they say.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Crawfish hole, five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing
in the crawfish
down
hole.
In the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line, I get a pole.
Saturday night, church on.
Little Big Town, 98Q. Good Tuesday to you on this 26th of November. We've got Thanksgiving looming here. We've got the holidays looming, too. Oh, yeah, it's going to be December 1st already after Thanksgiving on Monday. And we're going to dive right into it here. Our keyword for today, this is our third day of Text to Win, Deer Hunters Roundup style. So we are going to give away a prize package valued at over $200. There's the Deer Hunters Roundup brand new hoodie in there. There's a $50 Lena's certificate. There's a $25 to Bader's, I believe, in there. All kinds of stuff. So all you have to do is text us the keyword. Now, Northwoods Realty is one of our sponsors of the big sponsors of the Roundup. So we're going to get Kala, one of the main people over there, C-A-L-A. So Texas, this will be news to her. But we are going to make that the keyword for today. Kala, C-A-L-A. So text that to us right now. You got to download that Civic Media app onto your Android or iPhone. It's absolutely free. And then you can go to 98Q. And text us the keyword Kala, C-A-L-A, and you will be in for the drawing, which will be held, well, after it happens after midnight. From all the people who text, we had quite a few yesterday. The person who won yesterday has been texted and notified, and we'll get you a winner on that. Cindy Lobemeyer was our winner of our first one. From Saturday. So text us the keyword Kala, C-A-L-A, with the fine folks over at Northwoods Realty, and get us that keyword sometime before midnight tonight. We had another rousing edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup last night. If you missed it, you can listen back to it. We'll have that archived for you this morning. I don't think it's quite archived. Just the audio is not archived. But the YouTube archive is there. You can just go to YouTube.com, or you can go to the 98Q Country Deer Hunters Roundup page, and it's right there too. And you can not only listen to the audio, but you can see the in-studio feed also and see all of our wonderful smiling faces having a good time with the Deer Hunters Roundup. So a couple different ways for you to take in the show this year. Tonight, we've got Craig from Bader Sports Center coming in. Big G will be here. Gray will be here. Austin will be here. And we'll see who else. And you, our callers, of course. So that'll be 6 to 8 tonight, another rousing edition of the Deer Hunters Roundup. I will return again tomorrow night and be back again for you on Friday, Saturday. Prize night this year will be on Sunday. Usually we've done prize nights on Saturday. But we'll make Saturday just a normal night, and then we'll do the prizes on Sunday night this year. One of our featured businesses of the month is Bader Sports Center. If it's just a little too cold, or maybe you need a break from the woods, why not go grab a lunch somewhere and swing on by Bader Sports Center? They're right next to Pick and Save, right on Highway 13 in Phillips. It's the Hunter's Mall in there. If you haven't been in there recently, you got to get on in there. The featured pet of the week from Catkins, Larry. Larry! Larry is a four-month-old buff orange male kitten. That is just adorable and a little sweetie. So check out Larry at catkinsanimalrescue.org. You'll see all the other pictures of the cats and dogs that are available for adoption through your local Catkins. We've got Packer football Thanksgiving style for the second year in a row. The Packers went to Detroit and beat the Lions last year on Thanksgiving Day. They got Tua and the Dolphins coming in. Now, Dolphins are 5-6, but when Tua is on the field and healthy, this is a really good team, and they've got a really good offense. How they will handle the weather at Lambeau Field is yet to be seen. I think temperatures will probably be, in the 20s, at least in the 20s. On Thursday night for that game, 7:25 the kick. That'll be on free TV. I kind of hinted the other day, usually the Thursday games are Amazon Prime days, but this is going to be a freebie game. So you don't have to worry about searching the where to find it. In fact, all the Thanksgiving Day games, CBS has one, Fox has one, and then NBC has the Packer game at night. Big game, obviously. If the Packers can win this game, they still can hold out some outside dreams of being a part of the division title discussion. If the Lions win this game, then the Packers are just focused. Let me rephrase that. If the Packers win this game, they have a good shot at being, of course, still in the division race, taking on the Dolphins. The Lions play earlier in the day against the Bears. So right now, there's really no room for error for the Packers. If they want to win the division, they've got to win out. They got to win their last six games. You got to be 14-3. You can't rely on the Lions to lose another game. You really can't, because they may not. The Packers do still play the Lions right away again next week. That'll be another Thursday night. So we got back-to-back Thursday night contest. We'll have the Packers for you on Thanksgiving Day, of course. Right here, lots of events going on around the area. St. Francis of Assisi, their Catholic church in Fifield, is having their big annual Christmas sale. And this will be Saturday from 10 to 2, and again Sunday from 10 to 1. So please join them for the bake sale, the arts and crafts, the new gift, jewelry, also ornaments, Christmas decorations, and more. That's going on Fifield this Saturday, Sunday. Watch out for those scams. If you've been digging into some of the online stuff, or if you're getting text, emails, just to beware. It's an economy within itself, the world of scamming around the world, not only here in the U.S., but people from other countries are able to access and communicate with you. It's a strange time with all the scamming. It's been going on for a while, but it keeps building and building and building. And the problem, of course, is that there's so many places around the world where they really don't enforce it, or they don't have the ability to enforce it. And when somebody from another country, you know, hacks into you and your account and steals some of your money, what are you going to do? Fly halfway around the world and prosecute these people? Probably not. It's not worth it. It's a crazy, crazy world. So you have to be extra cautious. All right. I always say, and I say this to my mom, I say, if something about it doesn't seem right, stop, exit out, shut down, do whatever you got to do. I can't tell you the number of times that I've been on my phone and I've had weird things pop up and I immediately just power my phone off. I just shut it off and I just reboot it. And I don't know if that's necessarily the best thing, but that's kind of my safety precaution, because everybody's gotten to that point on your computer or your laptop or your phone where you try to exit out of something and it won't do it. You hit the X in the upper right corner and won't do it. And you're like in a screen lock. So just like, my duck and cover mode is just, I just shut it off. Just turn it back on. Now, my mom doesn't appreciate it when I'm in the middle of a phone call and she says something to me that I don't like. She doesn't appreciate that I just, you know, shut off the phone and then call her back. I don't do that. So watch out for the scams. Watch out for the scams, because there's people out there who are trying to get at your personal information. And good way to avoid that is shop local first. Yeah, right here in our area, the Park Falls Chamber, Phillips Chamber, all have promotions going on with a great savings. So check out the websites, PhillipsWI.net for the Phillips Chamber, ParkFalls.com for the Park Falls Chamber, and check out tons of local businesses. Gift certificates to local businesses are always good gifts. A good way for you to give during the holiday season is to help others by giving blood. And you can do that many areas in the month of December. The Mellon High School has one coming up next week on December 2nd. The middle school in Glidden, the Shawamigan Middle School, has one on December the 3rd. There's one in Medford at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church there on December the 5th. December 11th, there's one in Hayward. You can go to redcrossblood.org, communityblood.org, and check out all the places that you can help to give blood here this holiday season. Let's get updated on what's going on. We do it twice an hour. It's 7:35. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is seeking Medicare and Medicaid coverage of popular but expensive weight loss drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy. The move would treat obesity as a disease treatable by drugs, but could cost taxpayers as much as $35 billion over the next decade. Holiday travel gets into full swing today. ABC's Gio Benitez at LaGuardia Airport in New York.
A warning about staffing shortages in air traffic control. Travelers already experiencing delays.
I've been here all day. It's been quite frustrating.
The FAA saying it may have to slow air traffic in the Northeast because of that shortage of air traffic controllers. This as more than 50,000 flights take to the air today, the most this Thanksgiving travel period. The crush of travelers packing airports from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson to Chicago's O'Hare.
President-elect Donald Trump writing on social media overnight he plans to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada on day one, 35% for goods from China. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Old A Mercantile invites you out for their first ever Christmas season kickoff. This will feature free family event activities, a soup and breadstick sale provided by the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization, and free photo opportunities with holiday characters, raffles, and more. Brittany Eichmann Photography and B&B Insurance are excited to be offering a professional holiday photo experience, reservation only, with Santa from 3 to 5 p.m. You won't want to miss this holiday experience. Any questions can be directed to 715-246-4043. Once again, this is Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 399 Division Street here in Park Falls. Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch five games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers prepare for Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins, kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of their win over the 49ers Sunday night.
I'm sure Miami's going to look at that tape, so you better know what you did and the areas where you may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked if safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team in tackling.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation that, you know, as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a grueling season. The Big Ten is not the easiest road in the world.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
This Thanksgiving, leave the cooking to the good folks at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. You can enjoy a course of turkey, ham, stuffing, corn, and green bean casserole with soup and salad bar included. Serving starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. Adults, $24.99. Under 10, $10.99. Come in, bring the family, and enjoy a great traditional Thanksgiving meal. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Burgers Bar and Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
Experience the magic of the season at Hometown Holiday in Glidden on Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This festive event is packed with nonstop activities, Christmas music, and, of course, a special visit from Santa Claus. Kids will love the Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church, where creativity and laughter abound. Meanwhile, families can join the exciting Santa Fun Run, a delightful trek through town that leads you from business to business as you collect puzzle pieces for a chance to win amazing prizes. Discover holiday treasures and unique finds from over 30 crafters spread across 9 locations. Plus, try your luck with several raffles, including a thrilling 50-50 raffle. Santa himself will be available to meet and greet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Glidden School campus, making for perfect holiday photo opportunities. Wrap up the day in style by watching the parade on Grant Street at 5:15 p.m., a joyful spectacle to close out the celebrations. For more details, visit GliddenWI.org/hometownholiday. Don't miss this magical day of hometown cheer.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with excellent durability and comes in over 750 one-coat colors. Get a gallon on sale now. Stores close Thanksgiving. Save big on Pittsburgh paint. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
98 Q Country.
Tuesday night, crowded bar. Some guy lights a cheap cigar. Bartender yells at him. So he walks out and you walk in. Right through that cloud of smoke. Cat calls and dirty jokes. Scan the room a couple times. Find a seat right next to mine. Lonely eyes. Well, it sure looks like you just might be looking for something, for something. Whoa. Look at me, and I think you'll see. Your glass of wine, roll away a pickup line. Now and then they check your phone, catch mine and let them go. From the little bit I've seen, they're the perfect shade of green. Next time they come my way, heaven help me make them stay. Lonely eyes, well it sure looks like you just might something, for something. Whoa. Look at me, and I think you'll see those lonely eyes. Don't have to be
Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moon. Got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night.
Brad Paisley there, 98Q Country, another American Saturday night. Joel here in the morning show, Derringer's Roundup back on tonight, 6 to 8. And one thing I've noticed, speaking of Saturday Night Live has some really good stuff on it right now. I can't watch the whole show. I'll go on the day after and I'll watch the Saturday Night Live update with Colin Jost and Michael Che. I think Colin Jost, and this may make some of you Saturday Night Live fans very upset, but I think that Colin Jost and Michael Che on the Saturday Night Live update segment, weekend update, I think they're the best to ever do it. They're very, very good. Go on YouTube and just search for Weekend Update Saturday Night Live and watch a couple and tell me that those two don't have some chemistry, and there's some really funny stuff that they do in the weekend update stuff. And they've had some really good, I don't watch the whole shows, but I watch segments of it on YouTube the week after, and there's some good stuff, some funny stuff they're doing. I don't think Saturday Night Live gets, they only get mentioned when they're terrible, because they have had some stretches of years where it just wasn't funny. But that's not one of those stretches right now. So if you want to laugh a little bit, check that out, especially the weekend update stuff. Pretty good. Did you see where they think they may have found Amelia Earhart's plane? I saw the photo. I'm looking at the photo of what they think may be the plane in the bottom of whatever Pacific Ocean, in the bottom of Pacific Ocean. And I'll tell you right now, when I look at the picture of the plane, of what they claim to be the plane, it doesn't look like a plane to me. It doesn't look, it looks like I think it's somebody that's maybe creating a story, but this is a story, and maybe there's a lot more to it, I'm sure. They didn't just, some guy just didn't look at it and say, looks like a plane. And then the story came out. There's more to it. A marine robotics company is investigating this possible evidence of Amelia Earhart's airplane on the floor of the Pacific Ocean. It has concluded that it is not the lost aviator's plane. They have officially concluded that now. See, I could have told them that. They should have just called the morning guy. I would have told them that. So South Carolina-based Deep Sea Vision, they captured a sonar image on the Pacific Ocean that appeared to be Earhart's Lockheed 10 Electra resting about 16,000 feet deep on the ocean floor. It was thought to be the most compelling evidence of the plane that disappeared in 1937, but apparently not. Have you watched some of the, there's real good deep sea documentary shows out about the weird creatures that live 16,000 feet below the surface and deeper. There is some really, really rough-looking creatures down in the depths, and they continue to find new ones with an eye over here and a nose over here, and I don't know. It looks like it's not hell, but some of the creatures look like maybe they're an alien movie or something. So some of those deep sea, that'd be a pretty cool job to have, wouldn't it? I want to be the guy. I don't want to be the guy going down there. I just want to be the guy with a mouse and the TV screen, like looking at all the stuff as the camera's 16,000 feet down and discovering who knows what. They're scanning the bottom. They think they've found something, and then the guy says, oh, I think it's just a Bud Light can that somebody dropped. I'm sure there's a lot of disappointment in that job. Like this right here, where they thought they had Amelia Earhart's plane, and then some guy called the meeting and said, not even close. We're going to get to our news. Our keyword for today for the text to win for the Deer Hunters Roundup is Kella, folks at Northwoods Realty, one of our sponsors of the Deer Hunters Roundup. So Cala, Kella, she's got front and center today. That is the keyword in our text to win contest today.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night, and Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime rib Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This holiday season, join me, Big G, 98Q Country, broadcasting live at the St. Croix Holiday Showcase. It's happening Saturday, December 7th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the St. Croix Rod Factory in Park Falls. From 9:30 to 12:30, spin our prize wheel to win amazing goodies. Ho, 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 Santa's arrivals at noon. Kids try lure painting and enjoy festive stocking grab bags. Shop special one-day deals on rods, reels, and more during the 7 days of Christmas sale event, which ends December 8th. Details at St. Croix Rod Factory Store.com.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. 24-67.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete, it's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, "Love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls and I